This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, a breaking report. Iran directly attacks Saudi Arabia. The U.S. is locked and loaded. This is breaking news, folks. We'll talk about it today on J Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live.
Top Trump administration officials say they have no doubt that Iran is to blame. For its part, Iran is denying responsibility to the attacks. The government did release some satellite photos yesterday, and they say they show 17 points of impact from the drone attack. The president spoke with the Saudi crown prince on Saturday. This, as the administration says, it considers its response options.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I want to see the intelligence, but it seems credible that the Houthis don't have the sort of advanced drones that carried out this crippling strike on Saudi oil facilities. Iran is one of the most dangerous state sponsors of terrorism. This may well be the thing that calls for military action against Iran, if that's what the intelligence supports.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to J Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So you saw over the weekend, Saturday evening, there was this attack. Initially, it was believed to be a drone attack that emanated out of Yemen from the Iranian-backed Shia Houthi rebel group that's been engaged in that civil war in Yemen, and that there was the attack emanated from Yemen onto the Saudi Aramco, two different parts of those oil facilities, affecting 5% of Saudi oil production. Of course, these are serious attacks. You saw the explosions on television. You saw, again, the military sophistication. Well, just now breaking this morning, literally moments before going on air, Wall Street Journal has a new report that, in fact, it does not appear that this attack emanated out of Yemen, that instead, this attack emanated out of Iran directly. The U.S. has told Saudi Arabia officials that the oil attacks were launched, this is huge, folks, from Iran, and that Iran was the staging ground for the strikes, as now allies, including the United States, weigh retaliation. This is huge, folks, because as you saw, the president immediately tweeted, even before this report was out in the public, but probably already received by the president, that, quote, Saudi Arabia oil supply was attacked. There's reason to believe that we know the culprit are locked and loaded, depending on verification, but waiting to hear from the kingdom, that's Saudi Arabia, as to who they believe was the cause of this attack and under what terms we would proceed. And we have heard from Democrat members of the U.S. Senate. We played in the opening. That was Chris Coons, correct, Will, in the opening. Can we play that bite real quick from people? He's already calling for the potential for military action against Iran. This is huge, folks. Take a listen.
I want to see the intelligence, but it seems credible that the Houthis don't have the sort of advanced drones that carried out this crippling strike on Saudi oil facilities. Iran is one of the most dangerous state sponsors of terrorism. This may well be the thing that calls for military action against Iran, if that's what the intelligence supports.
You understand that is a Democrat U.S. senator saying that this may very well be the attack by Iran that is the justification for U.S. military action, military strikes directly into the Islamic Republic of Iran. We have a president who tweeted out he's locked and loaded, but waiting to get full verification, waiting to work with our allies in Saudi Arabia. We are taking your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. There's 1-800-684-3110. You know, my new book is out next week, next Tuesday, the book releases. You can pre-order it now, The Next Red Wave, at thenextredwave.com. We talk about Iran and the problems of the past administrations with Iran, which has led us to this point on a number of pages. I wrote them down from pages 70 to 78 of the book, page 89, 111 to 12, 114, page 200, and the Iranian nuclear deal that we deal with from pages 70 to 90, 79, all in The Next Red Wave. So every topic we're talking about, when we're talking about a book to get out the vote, again, you can find it in The Next Red Wave. Pre-order your copy today. This is an important week. Really need you to do it at thenextredwave.com.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
We have breaking news on Iran, but first, this is my brand new book. It's the first book as I'm the main author that I've written. And by the way, probably the first book that is one of my co-authors was also on President Trump's legal team, outside a legal team involved with the Russia investigation and Bob Mueller and the Mueller report. Probably the first book out by two members of President Trump's legal team who were involved in the Russia report. So just to note that, that's Benjamin Sisney, who is one of my co-authors, along with Matthew Clark. All of us attorneys, all of us with the ACLJ, all with a lot of political experience, as well as all of the ACLJ experience we have, and even the outside legal experience, like two of us working for President Trump's outside legal team on the Russia matter. And I'm pretty sure this is the first book out by anybody from that team. You can order this book right now. You can pre-order it at thenextredwave.com, wherever you want to, wherever you choose, you know, whether it's Amazon, whether it's Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, other places. If you're going to download the audio book and you use Apple, that's wonderful too. The ebook, depending on what kind of e-reader you use, would depend on where you purchase the ebook. All important as well, because again, those the hardback, the ebook, the audio books, it's all important, because the more we get pre-ordered, the more that this book gets into the hands of more people, because the publisher will print more copies, they spend more money on advertising, literally, and it gets into the hands of more buyers and more people hear the message in the book, The Next Red Wave, How We Can Get a Conservative Victory in 2020. Let me just read from you. This is the back of the book from Sean Hannity, who endorsed the book, and I thank Sean for endorsing the book. I'll be on his radio and television broadcast the day before the book releases next week. On Monday, he said, with the focus squarely on the 2020 election, the Next Red Wave provides a detailed roadmap for the future and reveals how Americans can hold politicians accountable. Jordan Seculo issues a call to action, how to mobilize, how to beat leftist aggression, and how to put an end to the deep state. The Next Red Wave is a must read for anyone who cares about America, cares about our future, and cares about protecting our constitutional freedoms. That's from our good friend, Sean Hannity. Just to kind of explain to you too, and just to put you in perspective, remember, the number one goal in this book starts off with the premise that the number one goal of the Democrats and the left in the next election cycle is to defeat President Trump. Yeah, they'd like to keep on the House of Representatives. Yeah, they'd love to add some more seats, maybe even take back the Senate, but that's pretty difficult for them. Their number one goal is to defeat President Trump. And it's been to defeat President Trump since before he took the oath of office. Since the moment he won on Election Day, they were trying to undermine him during his transition. Then they had the counterintelligence investigation into him. Once he took the oath of office, then they started the special counsel report. All of that. Now, there's impeachment inquiry that has begun. I mean, they've been trying to undermine this president since the moment he won, even before he took the oath of office and started putting policies in place. Now they have a chance to defeat him electorally coming up November 3rd, 2020. This is their number one priority. It has been the number one priority of the Democrat Party since President Trump's victory. It is the number one priority of every one of those Democrat candidates running for office and every Democrat activist voting in the primaries who are choosing between those candidates. And let me tell you something, folks. They're not going to be as surprised about how well President Trump performs. If they are, they're just not very smart. But how well he overperforms in polls, that he never quite polls the way that the turnout shows. How well he does in states that Republicans traditionally have had trouble in the Midwest, and even in the Northeast, in the Rust Belt states, if you will. And so all of that, again, we start off with that premise in the next red wave that, remember, the entire goal of that whole Democrat and leftist machine is to take President Trump out. Every other victory is just gravy. It's just icing on the cake. So that's why this election is so important. And we go through in the book, really, and before we get to the grassroots part, we go through and explain to you what's at stake if we lose. How much could be reversed if we lose? So I encourage you today. The book releases September 24th. If you pre-order it today, a lot of places will have it to you that day. Whether it's on your e-reader, it'll be downloading that night at midnight or 12:01. And if you order on Amazon, they can have it to you same day the book is released, September 24th. Places like Barnes & Noble as well, it'll be in bookstores too. But for those of you, our core audience, let me just encourage you. I'm really asking you, the more pre-orders we get, which means the publisher will start printing more books right now this week, and they'll be available in more bookstores, more places when the book is released, so that more people get what I think you will all agree with: the policies, the issues, the ideology of this book, but also the grassroots organizing, that what we've got to do to win. We can't just talk about it, and casting a vote is not going to be enough in 2020. We've got to do a lot more to guarantee a conservative victory. So go to thenextredwave.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get the hardback book. Pre-order it now, or pre-order your ebook, which whatever e-reader you use, or audiobook. Do it today. We'd really appreciate thenextredwave.com. Let's get to the breaking news, and we're taking your phone calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to bring in right away Wes Smith, who is a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. Wes, this is huge news. Over the weekend, we learned that what it looked like was this attack on this oil facility was massive, well-coordinated, but it was from the Houthi rebels in Yemen fighting a civil war. They're backed by Iran as like a proxy group. They're a Shia group, but they are not directly Iran. They are separate in the sense that if you want to make that kind of separation, even a little bit more separate than maybe Hezbollah. But now we've heard, so there was discussion about, who do you blame? Is it, do you really go after Iran? Because they are responsible for if the Houthis had this technology, it would be Iran that gave them to them. Or do you have to kind of hold back because you don't want to start an engagement with Iran? And then breaking news this morning, right before we go on air, the U.S. has now informed Saudi Arabia that we believe not only was Iran like behind this attack working with the Houthis, that the launch points for this attack were inside the Islamic Republic of Iran, inside the Islamic State.
Yeah, there were actually a combination of drone and cruise missile attacks, and most experts believe that the Houthis don't even have cruise missiles. But what really indicated Iran's culpability in this is that there were 19 impact points around these two oil production facilities, and through satellite imagery and other forensic things, they discovered that of the 19 explosions, 17 of them originated north and northwest of Saudi Arabia. Yemen and the Houthi rebels are south of Saudi Arabia. So probably the Houthi rebels fired two drone attacks from the south in order to give Iran some deniability. Maybe they would think all of the attacks were coming from there. They were not counting on the sophistication of our satellite imagery and intel to actually discover where they came from. Plus, several of the weapons failed to detonate north of this oil production facility so that we have all the forensics there. I think, you know, they know because they were north of the oil fields that these that did not explode came from Iran or from their areas where they are in Iraq. And so it's pretty clear that these were not only supported by Iran, these were fired by Iran.
Do you believe that the Houthis fired a couple of lower grade rockets or missiles? Mm-hmm. And that Iran came in with the sophisticated drone technology?
Yeah, Iran is always looking for plausible deniability. Right. They're horrible at it, by the way. Yeah. They are horrible at covering up their tracks. For example, back in May when they placed limpet mines on oil tankers to blow up oil tankers, they did not count on the fact that one of them would not explode. And, of course, forensics indicated that it was an Iranian mine. This is the similar kind of thing. They are in lockstep with Houthi rebels, and they support them. But they were not counting on us being able to discover that 17 of the 19 weapons came from northwest of Saudi Arabia. Iran continues to overplay their hand. I think they're trying the patience of the rest of the world. It's probably time that they get their nose bloodied. But at the same time, I might also add, Jordan, that we don't really have to launch a direct attack on Iran. Saudi Arabia has an extremely capable military, especially their Air Force. They fly our jets. Yep. We might provide them refueling or AWACS for cover, yes. But I predict that Saudi Arabia probably is going to launch some sort of an attack, perhaps on Iranian oil facilities or on their Revolutionary Guard Corps, which most of the time they're the ones that control the cruise missiles and the drone attacks.
And of course, the U.S. would be blamed by Iran for that attack, regardless of how, and we would be involved.
We would be involved. Yeah, I mean,
there's no way Saudi Arabia is launching an attack like that without our okay.
We would support them in it.
We have the military bases in Saudi Arabia. They're flying our jets, like you said. Mm-hmm. And it could very well be that we end up doing a joint mission. We just don't know yet. We know that President Trump has said we're locked and loaded. I understand there's people like Troy on Facebook who wrote and said we should let Saudi Arabia defend themselves, keep us out of it. Listen, I think President Trump is one of those presence that is not looking for a war with Iran. And there were multiple times, like you talked about, Wes, when you had the situation they were putting the explosives on the shipping vessels, where he was about to carry out an airstrike and decided not to because too many people would have been killed. It would have made the escalation go too far. But now Iran has taken it to a next level. And the president has taken his rhetoric to the next level, saying locked and loaded. And now we know that the U.S. believes, and we've told Saudi Arabia, that Iran launched these attacks directly from Iran. The Houthis, that was just a distraction. We're taking your calls on this. Would you be ready for some kind of action, military action, against Iran? 1-800-684-3110. And remember, pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. You'll get it next week. It releases next Tuesday, September 24th. I need you to do it, folks. TheNextRedWave.com.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Folks, we're taking your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. As you have heard, this breaking news report, and Wes was breaking it down for us as a retired captain in the U.S. Army, the idea that the U.S., as of this morning, right before we went on air, has told Saudi Arabia that Iran was, in fact, the staging ground for strikes on the two oil facilities that were part of Saudi Aramco, which led to a 5% drop in Saudi oil production immediately. It was the most sophisticated attack there's been on Saudi oil fields by Iran. You saw the tankers that have had these explosive devices put on them by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and President Trump almost authorized airstrikes on an Islamic on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard facility responsible, pulled back there when he realized how many people lives would have been lost and the escalation that could have caused. But now Iran has taken it a step further. There's been no time really when Iran hasn't taken it at some kind of active escalation. We've talked about most of them on this broadcast. And we talk about a lot of this in my new book, The Next Red Wave. How we got there with Iran is because of the horrendous Iranian nuclear deal that has allowed Iran to pile together all this money, put together their nuclear program. Now they're getting a little desperate again because the money is running out. The Trump administration did the right thing by pulling out of the deal. Europe can't figure out how to do business with Iran, even if they want to. So the big question now is this. If we know Iran was responsible for these attacks on Saudi oil, which affects our global economy and is one of our allies, an ally that allows us to have military bases in Saudi Arabia, even though we don't agree on every issue, certainly with the Saudis. The president has tweeted, we're locked and loaded. Is this the point where you've got to take some kind of military action against Iran? I'm not saying full-scale war, by the way. Some kind of military action against Iran to show them that the U.S. or Saudi Arabia or both of us combined mean business, that we're not going to just, we may be bigger and stronger than you, and yes, we could turn the other cheek, but we've turned the other cheek enough. And at this time, we have to respond. And I want to go to Harry on this because, Harry, one of those issues is because of this impact on the economy. If we allow Iran to continue to do this, it could have major ramifications for the world economy, specifically the Western economy and the price of gas. Again, you know, whether it's crude oil that gets struck by the but then price of gas rising, all of that, which has a direct effect on American consumers. It is an attack on the West, even though it was an attack inside Saudi Arabia.
I think you're quite right. And it's important to note that Saudi Arabia supplies roughly 10% of the world's oil supply. That's number one. Number two, it's important to note that these attacks, Saturday of last week, disrupted roughly 50% of Saudi oil supply, meaning it impacted the world's oil supply by roughly 5%. In response to that, of course, Brent oil, crude oil prices, rose by almost 20%, even though there is some excess in terms of the world's oil supply. In part, prices rose very sharply because there's a high likelihood that this attack will lead to some type of retaliatory response. But if no retaliation is taken, this will incentivize Iran to continue these attacks and widen these attacks. So some type of surgical strategic response to Iran, in my judgment, is required. The precise nature of the response, I think I will leave to the military experts, but the United States must, I think, respond, and the United States can do this through its allies in the region. And so one of the things that some military experts have suggested is that we go after these cruise missile stationing areas, the areas from which Iran launches such attacks. But it's also important to note that historically, Iran tends to cave when the West is resolute in responding. So they caved with respect to Khomeini in the 80s. They, in many respects, the JCPOA represents Iranian willingness to negotiate in response to additional sanctions. Sanctions have gone up since November 2018. They've gone up again in September 2019.
It's been a long time, though, since, Wes, we have directly, I know we threatened military action against Iran. Have we ever actually fired inside the Islamic Republic of Iran since the revolution of 79? I mean, I know that Ronald Reagan threatened to do so if the hostages weren't released, right, but they were.
Yeah, we actually have attacked some of the Revolutionary Guard Corps' naval assets along along the coast there.
So not necessarily inside the territory, but inside their territories, but not on the ground.
Yeah, not in Tehran, not in the central part of the country. Here's the thing. Harry's right. This is an attack on the world economy, not just on Saudi Arabia. But here's the other thing. Now that Saudi Arabia is being provided this proof, this intel that these attacks were launched from Iran, that is an act of war. It literally is an act of war against Saudi Arabia. So they're going to have to respond. Their sovereignty and their security depends on them responding because they have actually been attacked by a neighboring country.
Yeah, I mean, Mel is calling in from Oregon on line 5. Mel, you're on the air joining us on JSecio Live. Thanks for calling.
Well, Jordan, thank you for having me. I really appreciate your show, what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mel.
The book that's coming out. That sounds great.
Thanks.
And yeah, I would really support any military action that President Trump would go through with or the United States would go through with. I think that would be a wise thing. We need to go in there full force. I know I've got a friend we just sent off to Saudi Arabia in the infantry from our local guard unit went over there just last week. And so, but we're behind this. And how can you let someone like that, you know, blow up part of the world, wreck our oil supply, and just let it go?
That is the key right there. And so we come back, second half hour is coming up. We're going to continue to take more of your phone calls. A quick first half hour, 1-800-684-3110. That is the key. Allowing Iran to continue to act this way is irresponsible for the world. It's irresponsible if you're Saudi Arabia and you're talking about your sovereignty. It's irresponsible for the United States. It's irresponsible for others. We've got a question on Facebook we'll answer when we come back, which is, are there other allies in the region that would back a potential conflict with Iran? I think absolutely there are. But it doesn't have to be necessarily a full-scale war. I think what we're talking about here is the first step, which is military strikes on Iranian military assets. That would be the kind of first step. We're not talking about invasion of Iran at this point. We're talking about military strikes on Iranian assets, those that are likely the ones responsible for these attacks like on Saudi Aramco and the other attacks on the vessels as well. So we come back, second half hour, we'll take your phone calls. Would you support that kind of military action against Iran? I mean, it could be coming at any moment when the U.S. releases a report like this that says, no, this didn't come out of Yemen. This came directly out of Iran, Saudi Arabia. I mean, these attacks could be happening any moment. So we got to be prepared and ready. We're trying to get you up to speed on JSecio Live. Remember, the next Red Wave, thenextredwave.com releases next Tuesday, September 24th. Pre-order your book today. I'm encouraging you to do so, folks. Let's get this into the hands of so many people. Young people will like this. Your grandchildren will like it. Your kids will like it. You will like it. It appeals to a lot of people. TheNextRedWave.com. Pre-order the book or ebook today.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. Let me get to the breaking news first. So we knew over the weekend, let me just explain it for those of you just joining us, and we'll get right into it. We know over the weekend there was this massive attack on a Saudi oil production facility, Saudi Aramco, two different parts of Saudi Aramco's facilities. It affected half of Saudi oil output, about 5% of actual of the resources right there at that facility, but it's affecting half of their output in response to this attack. I mean, the fires that start, this was a military attack. Now, the initial reports were that this was an attack by the Houthi rebels fighting a civil war in Yemen. They are a Shia group backed by the Shia Islamic Republic of Iran, kind of like Hezbollah, mostly fighting a civil war in Yemen, but oftentimes have been turning attention to occasionally Saudi Arabia. And we were told that it was they were responsible for this highly sophisticated attack using both conventional like rockets or missiles, but also land-fired missiles, but also drones. Okay, so if they were responsible for that, certainly Iran would have had to provide them with all the technology. But then we learned this morning, just before going on the air with you, today, Monday, this breaking report out of the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. has informed Saudi Arabia that the attacks were launched from inside the Islamic Republic of Iran, not Yemen, not by the Houthi rebels, but by the Iranians and by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And the sophistication level, Wes, quickly, you realize right from the beginning, it was suspicious from the start that the Houthi rebels would have had this level of sophistication when it came to the military equipment to carry out an attack like this.
Yeah, this was a massive coordinated attack, which the Houthi rebels have not indicated thus far that they're capable of a coordinated attack on this scale. And then, of course, as we mentioned in the last half hour, our satellite imagery and other, you know, intel is indicating that out of the 19 explosions at these oil production facilities, 17 of them came in through the airspace north and northwest of Saudi Arabia, which of course indicates Iran. Some conjecture that maybe the Iranian militias may have launched some of them from Iraq territory, although Iraq denies that, but definitely not from the Houthi rebels.
Folks, listen to Rick Perry. He is the Secretary of Energy. To understand, this is before the report about Iran, but just the significance of this attack on this Saudi oil facility, Byte 4.
This behavior is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, and they must be held responsible. Make no mistake about it. This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
A deliberate attack on the global economy and global energy market. We'll talk more about that when we come back with Harry Hutchinson on the economic side of this. But listen to also, we played this once. I think to start it off again, this segment's important, from Senator Chris Coons. He's a Democrat from Delaware. He says that this could be the tipping point for why we have to take military action against Iran. So Democrats speaking out this way. Take a listen, Byte 2.
I want to see the intelligence, but it seems credible that the Houthis don't have the sort of advanced drones that carried out this crippling strike on Saudi oil facilities. Iran is one of the most dangerous state sponsors of terrorism. This may well be the thing that calls for military action against Iran, if that's what the intelligence supports.
The president of the United States has tweeted out that we are, quote, locked and loaded. And I don't think this is about invading Iran, by the way. This would be limited military strikes on the facility, I think, on the facilities from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that are responsible for carrying out attacks like this and the ones we've seen on the oil tankers, not some full-scale takeover of Tehran. And this is not a president who is that kind of warmonger, who's supported that kind of foreign policy of trying to take over Iran. But we have to respond. I think that's, we all agree on this panel that whether it's Saudi doing it directly with our assistance, there has got to be a direct military response to Iran if this intelligence is fully verified. And folks, that could be happening at any time now. Things move pretty quickly. Let me encourage you, order your copy of The Next Red Wave at thenextredwave.com. Let's ensure conservative victory in 2020.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
We were just talking about on Facebook and Periscope the difference in the administrations because of my new book that comes out next week, The Next Red Wave, how conservatives can beat leftist aggression, rhino betrayal, and deep state subversion. By the way, that deep state's still very much active. In fact, we know that the DOJ Inspector General has issued his draft FISA, the report on FISA abuses. He's issued the draft, has been submitted to Attorney General Barr. That was on Friday. So there'll be some back and forth there about what needs to be changed, what needs to be modified, what is classified or needs to be redacted. But that report is coming because then ultimately it will be released from the Inspector General on the FISA abuse to Congress and then to the American people. So that's coming. And again, we cover that in the next red wave because these actors are still there. Some of the top actors are gone. The Comeys, the McCabes, the Strzoks, you know, the Mueller team is gone. But we still know that one of Comey's three White House spies is still with the Department of Justice National Security Division. They're going to be up to no good this next election cycle trying to undermine the president, the intelligence community, and the law enforcement community at the federal level. So it's why we encourage you not just to vote, but to get The Next Red Wave, this book, which is out, my first book, which is out next week. It releases Tuesday, September 24th. You can pre-order it at thenextredwave.com. We have all the different places you can pre-order it. You can pre-order the ebook if you for the e-reader that you use. You can pre-order the hardback book or the audiobook from wherever you get your audiobooks. All right now. And those pre-orders are very important as we head into this first week because the publisher will actually have time to even print more books, to get into more bookstores, to get into more so that Amazon has more copies and Barnes & Noble has more copies so that we can get this into the hands of more people. Because in the final few chapters, what we do is give you a guide for taking the issues that you care about and not just voting, because I think that most of you, I agree, if you listen to this broadcast, they're going to go vote on November 3rd, 2020. And you probably vote in off-year elections and midterm elections and special elections, but certainly in presidential elections like this one. And we talk about, of course, what's at stake, and we get to all that. But by the end of the book, the real focus, those final chapters, is what can you actually do past voting? You know, obviously, you can talk to your friends and family at church. You can kind of have your own small network, but you could do a lot more. You know, call your Republican Party, or maybe you have to call the state party, find out where the county party office is. You may live in a state where the Trump campaign is going to have offices. You can volunteer there. You can volunteer for candidates. You can volunteer for the parties themselves. You can do so locally. So you could, even if you don't have money to donate to campaigns, you could donate your time. And that can be very important as well. Door knocking, phone calls, getting out the vote is still very real, even in 2020. It's not all just done by television ads and media. You've got to do the dirty, kind of get your hands dirty, if you will, to win elections, especially one like this one. We know how rough this one's going to get in 2020. This is going to be a rough and tumble election year. Let's be prepared. Pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. I really would appreciate you all doing that. Our listeners to this broadcast, I know you care about the issues we care about and work on at the ACLJ. So I think you will like this take, which is unique because the ACLJ is a nonprofit. This is not a book from the ACLJ. We don't endorse candidates. We don't tell people who to vote for. But this is a book that I've taken my knowledge along with my two co-authors of working in partisan politics, where we absolutely do. And we tell you how to win. And so it's something unique that you have not usually seen from those of us, written from us, from the team at the ACLJ. Also, two of the authors of this, me, the main author, and one of my co-authors, were on President Trump's outside legal team for the Russia matter. This is probably the first book out where two people involved in the book were on President Trump's outside legal team involving the Mueller investigation. So again, pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. Sean Hannity has endorsed the book. First interview I'll be doing actually will be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast and then his television broadcast next Monday, the day before the book releases. Pre-order it now at thenextredwave.com. We've got a lot of questions coming in on Iran, and I want to get to those right away. We're going to go now in the order people have been holding on. John is calling in from Minnesota online too. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, we love you guys. We love Israel. And personally, we love the Iranian people too, especially our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. And the question I have is, I don't see how this can be anything but inevitable. I say that with a measure of sadness and a pretty heavy heart. I don't see where we have any other options. Iran is putting the world in a box. I believe that we, along with Israel and Saudi Arabia, need to do surgical strikes. I've told my wife for 2 years that we need to take out their missile sites. They're getting closer and closer to nuclear weapons. I don't see any option. They're giving us no outs. The Iranian people deserve better than this. And so it's with a lot of reasons that I think that this is no way going to get better. I think we better act now before we just have it worse yet down the road.
You know, I think it's a really good question. Will Iran ever back down? Like, at what point does Iran? Now, I think that there's a question of a long-term backing down, and a short-term, I'd say it, backing off, Wes.
Yeah, in the past, the only time, literally, you go back and look at all the incidents over the last 30 or 40 years, the only time Iran has stopped, like, attacking ships in the Straits of Hormuz or whatever it is they're doing is whenever some country has retaliated and attacked them militarily. That is the only language they understand. It is regrettable. But again, in this case, this is different than them mining the Straits of Hormuz like they did during the Reagan administration or putting mines on ships like they did in May. They have actually literally attacked a neighboring country. It brings to mind, for example, when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. This is really on that level as an act of war. They have used cruise missiles and drones to attack a neighboring country, and it is an act that Saudi Arabia will have to respond to. And, of course, I believe they will respond with the support of the United States and hopefully the support of the Western world.
This kind of response with the economic, as Rick Perry said, Harry, I mean, it's an economic attack, to quote Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy, on the global economy and the global energy market. So it will affect us, and especially if we allow these attacks to keep going on, whether it's the tankers being seized, the tankers being exploded, it will start hurting us in our pocketbooks. It's going to start hurting Americans in their pocketbooks, which is why I think you see a Democrat like Chris Coons come out and say, if this intelligence checks out and it already doesn't make sense to him that the Houthis would be able to even carry this out, that Iran was responsible, that we have to respond militarily because of the economics of this. And also, of course, the security of the region, of all the troops we have in the region and of our number one ally in the region, the state of Israel.
I think that is correct. Iran is in a particularly precarious position. And so a combination of economic pressure coupled with military pressure, I think, would indeed be important as a response by the West and also particularly by Saudi Arabia. And so this does not necessarily call for a direct U.S. response, but we could supply intelligence and guidance with respect to a Saudi response. It's important to remember that this was first an attack on Saudi Arabia, but secondly, it was an attack on the world's economy. The Iranian economy is already cratering, and so if the West, including our Middle Eastern allies, launch a surgical strike on Iran in terms of its military facilities, more likely than not, this would bring additional economic pressure on the Iranian economy, which is already cratering. There's already an internal debate in Iran. There is evidence that many Iranians are engaged in activity designed to undermine the Iranian state. The United States has already imposed a massive sanctions campaign, first starting in November 2018, continuing up until recently in September 2019, we continue to add sanctions, but I think this particular attack calls for some type of military response.
I mean, this was involved 19 cruise missiles hitting their target. And Wes, you talked about there were 19 that hit their target, but there were a number that did not, and that will be used as probably more of the evidence for that this was, in fact, Iran. This was Iranian weaponry fired from Iran, even by the trajectory of where those, how those missiles were coming in.
Yeah, 17 of the 19 came from the north, from Iran, and then the additional ones that did not detonate also came from the north.
Yeah,
it's very damning evidence for the Islamic State of Iran.
All right, folks, final segment coming up. We've got one phone line open for you. We're going to take all the calls. That's what we're going to focus in on, 1-800-684-3110. The big question, now we got two lines. 1-800-684-3110. The big question is this. Would you support military action against Iran now that you know this new information about their direct involvement on the attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facility? Do you now support this military action? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
right, right to the phones we go, because we know the new information. The new information is that the U.S., Saudi Arabia, I believe, combined intelligence, that Iran fired the missiles, used the weapons, came right out of Iran to attack Saudi Arabia. So Iranians attacked, the Islamic Republic of Iran attacked Saudi Arabia on Saturday, not some rebel group that Iran backs in Yemen, but that the Islamic Republic of Iran directly attacked Saudi Arabia on Saturday evening. This will require some kind of response, whether it's led by the Saudis, backed by the U.S., or in coordination. But I want to take your phone calls on this now, 1-800-684-3110. Iran cannot be allowed to act this way. You see how desperate they are getting. The money that the Obama administration handed over in those plackets of billions of dollars is running out, and they couldn't figure out how to get their nuclear deal working with Europe when the Trump administration said, no, we're not going to be a part of this horrendous deal. We're going to put horribly crippling sanctions on you. So, yeah, you're seeing Iran lashing out. But you've got to respond to that kind of like bullying, and this is this is now dangerous. This is an act of war under any definition that you want to follow. It's a one sovereign country firing cruise missiles, 19 of which exploded into another sovereign country. And again, not in an act of defense, but in an act of offensive war, which under international law justifies action and a response. And that is, I think, what we will see very soon, even as early as maybe this evening, coming out of Saudi Arabia and possibly backed by the U.S. in some way and other coalition partners. But let's go to the phones in the order people have been holding on. Jerry in Pennsylvania on line three. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, Jordan, if we do attack Iran, is it possible that Iran will order its proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, to attack Israel? And maybe even try to do it because it's election day tomorrow?
Well, I think, of course, you got the Israeli elections tomorrow, and we will focus in on that really probably Wednesday when we start getting results. I don't think we'll have a lot of results yet as that early. Tomorrow, our live on the broadcast is Benjamin Netanyahu tries to continue on as prime minister, and then you figure out if he gets enough votes to then put together a coalition. So there's a lot there. But I don't think this is about that. I think this is Iran decided to take action like this. It certainly doesn't hurt someone like Netanyahu running to show an aggressive Iran. But this is, I think, way outside. This is Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is Iran taking on another Islamic country. Yes, they have different Islamic faiths. But Wes, I mean, it's an act of war. We just saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they were to launch attacks on Israel, it would actually help Benjamin Netanyahu in the election tomorrow. It would not hurt him because he is strong on Israeli defense.
Yeah.
But here's the more likely scenario, if you believe them. The head of Iran's missile defense program, he's a Brigadier General Hajizadeh, has said that if Iran is attacked in retaliation for these attacks on Saudi Arabia, that they would target the U.S. air base in Qatar and the U.S. air base in the UAE. We have between 40 and 50,000 troops stationed in that general region, Iraq, the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, different places, plus the Fifth Fleet there with all of our sailors. And if they were to do that, hopefully that is a hollow threat. But that would certainly trigger a massive response by the United States. But the real threat of retaliation by Iran, if Saudi Arabia lashes out in defense, is probably not against Israel, but against U.S. forces and assets in the region, which could certainly widen the war.
But before I take the final two calls, which are both on Iran and the possible strikes, Harry, I wanted to go to you on this. This report Friday, we mentioned it once, that the IG... for the Department of Justice, the Inspector General has finished his draft report on the FISA abuses by like the FBI and DOJ and those FISAs that they obtained to spy on the Trump campaign. And that report, the draft, has been delivered to Attorney General Barr, and the necessary folks are now reviewing it before it's delivered, finalized and delivered to Congress and ultimately to the American people. Very significant. This could be happening within a matter of weeks.
Absolutely, and it's very, very necessary. I think the American people have been waiting far too long to understand all of the machinations of the deep state, whether it's the faux investigation of Hillary Clinton, whether it's the FISA abuse, which threatens Americans' Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution, or whether it's some other nefarious activity. So I think this report will indeed go to the Attorney General for review, and then it will be disclosed to the American people, and they can see for themselves how Americans' rights were likely violated in an attempt to take down a duly elected president of the United States.
All right, let's get to these final two calls of the day. Julie in New York, thanks for holding on. Line one, Julie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, I have some concerns with regard to recent reports that Iran supposedly is a lot closer to nuclear capabilities than anyone suspects, and also their closeness to Russia with their oil production issues and China. Could this be a pretext to poke us to incite war and World War III starts? And
Here's why I don't think so. I think you can have limited military strikes on Iran for this behavior. The Russians and the Chinese also work with the Saudis. The Russians are not good allies, neither are the Chinese. So some full-scale war with Iran breaks out between the U.S., Saudis, Israel, and Iran. Guess who's not going to be fighting alongside the Islamic Republic to keep them in power? The Russians or the Chinese. They won't. You think they want a nuclear Iran close to them? No. So I think that's one. Two, even if the reports are true, they're further along. They don't have the nuclear weapon yet that can be utilized. So that's not part of the fear in that they could respond in some crazy way with an actual nuclear weapon, which is probably why this is a key time to act. I don't think this has to be a full-scale conflict. This needs to be responding as a nation state, which Saudi Arabia, as a member of the United Nations, has been attacked in an act of war, an act of aggression, an offensive action. They need to respond accordingly and do so with their allies like the United States. The president seems ready to back that, tweeting out that we're locked and loaded, but again, waiting to work with our allies on that response, which I think this is one of those things you could wake up to in the morning and there's been an attack inside Iran for the first time and maybe on land since the revolution 1979, backed by the U.S. or at least by Saudi Arabia, utilizing U.S. aircraft and U.S. intelligence and of course, refueling capabilities and the bases that we have in Saudi Arabia. Final call, Ray in California. Line two, Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. What if Saudi Arabia fires first?
Well, I mean, Iran fired first. Saudi Arabia cannot fire first in this situation. They have been fired upon.
Yeah, any action they take will strictly be defensive in nature, which is legal under all the laws of war. And I fully expect that they probably will do that. Their sovereignty and their security going forward depends on their reaction to this.
All right, folks, we will continue to follow this. We'll follow the Israeli election as well tomorrow and those results that will come out. So we're following that. Following anything that action that happens on this tonight, we'll be covering on the broadcast tomorrow. We've got some interesting news, too, on the Department of Labor protecting religious employers. We'll be discussing tomorrow on the broadcast as well. That's out in the ACLJ email. And I encourage you again, folks, you'll be hearing it for the next couple weeks. That'll be it. But I encourage you, pre-order your copy of The Next Red Wave. It's out September 24th in just 8 days. We really appreciate it. TheNextRedWave.com. Pre-order the book today. Let's be on the path to victory.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.